Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting from the Vieta Series headquarters located in the Rocky Mountain High State, get ready, strap yourselves in, because this is Vieta Series Live.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Give me fuel, give me power, give me that which I desire.
You missed the beginning of the intro, but that's okay. I'll be working on it. So, Super Bowl Sunday, I don't know who's playing, Falcons and Patriots. I don't watch it anymore. That's just a distraction, I think. But anyway, here we go. We're loading up the phone lines. Welcome, guys. This is Vieta Series Live, and I'm your host, Rob Young. We did it last Super Bowl. It was a very successful show. A lot of people tuned in. A lot of you guys not into football. I'm not really, you know, I was a big Cowboys fan back in the day, you know, 3 Super Bowls in 4 years. I was also a fan when they sucked, but yeah, too much politics now. It's all about money and crap like that, and just I don't pay attention. So I did talk to Murphy Wallace. I was going to get him on the show. He is watching the Falcons. So can't blame him for that. His home state down there. So we'll get Murphy on probably next week. So what else is going on? Hollywood. Mr. Hollywood, CEO. Jeez, owns a racetrack, a speed shop. This guy's on fire, man. He's next Jigs or Summit or I don't know, you know, but I get to say I get a ride in his race truck. Not many of you can say that. Don't be jealous. I know I'm special. So anyway, not too much going on here. T-shirts and hoodies. I'm waiting for a call from the printer tomorrow. I should be grabbing my HD camera, going down to the shop. Gonna shoot some real cool shots of the stuff being printed, but your hoodies and t-shirts will be printed tomorrow if you got all the blanks in, which I'm sure you did. So they should be going out in the next couple of days. Rock and roll. Yeah, I can't wait, guys. I actually got one for myself. I may be offering these next year. You know the hoodies that I get you guys, the International Trading Company. They are 10 ounce. But I saw International Trading Company has a new product. And I know a lot of you guys are in the Midwest. You're in cold places. This is a 17-ounce. It's real heavy-duty. Zip-up hoodie. They have them in pullovers, I think, too. So if it comes out good and gets my seal of approval, I'll be offering those next time around. Real heavy, heavy stuff. You know, you guys love these. These are your favorite hoodies. This will be like your favorite jacket. Just, you know, something to give you a little bit more warmth. I know it gets cold out in that garage. Colorado, we are in the 50s, in the 60s for a week. So that's real nice. Still not working on the Sonoma. I'm still, as you guys see, putting sockets away and stuff. But cool stuff. I'm going to head over to Sears because I have a Ratchet, an old Crescent that I want to trade in. And I want to see if they will give me the new style. I don't know if you guys saw these. It's crap. It's built in China, you know, made in China. Nothing's made here anymore. But because I have 27 Ratchets, I just figured I'd trade one in for the new one. I'm not going to pay $18 for it, but I'll trade in a broken one for it. We'll see if they'll do that or if they're going to give me crap.
No, sir. I'm sorry. You have to trade it in for the same model, even though this one's cheaper.
I can just see that conversation happen. So anyway, also I will be putting together a set. I got my son going through the Taiwan Japan box, making himself a set. For any of you out there, you got kids that are starting out. You don't want them anywhere near your Snap-ons and stuff like that, which is pretty much where I'm at. You guys, you had 2 weeks. I've been cleaning these tools, so. If one goes up missing, I'm going to be very upset. So, you know, you get a kid or you know somebody who's just starting out working on their own stuff. You want a set of tools that's not the best quality, but something that, you know, you're not afraid of them losing one. I'm probably going to be giving a set away, at least a set, maybe two. So you just try to help out where I can. The one member. I forget his name. I do have your brake spring tool and the other tool I'm going to send you, Christopher, I think it is. It's been a tough couple weeks. Death in the family, a lot of just weird stuff. So that's that. Anyway, what else is going on? I don't know. You got four people on the lines. What are you pressing the one button? Bail me out. Don't wait. Five people. There's Bob Glass, I think, 314. He's not calling in from the secret bat phone tonight. But Bob, press the number one button. Let's egg Hollywood to get on the air here. 314, you're live on the air.
Rob, how are you?
What's up, Bobby? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing pretty well. You sound a little muffled there.
I sound a little muffled. Okay. Is that better?
Yeah, a little better. Hey, as you
know, I called
Mr. Harlow's man card.
Hollywood.
Sold his hot rod. He's going domestic. You know, I've seen Jared Harlow. I've seen Hollywood Harlow. Now I see domestic Harlow, and I really think that he needs to stand before the Manly Man Club. Violation section 1, you know, paragraph 3 for going domestic and have that man card revoked.
Oh, we are assembled the troops, Knights of the Round Table. Apparently, we are going to hold a hearing. That's a good idea, Bob.
I'm not denying the man's automotive knowledge or expertise or nothing, but that's just too fast of a turn.
That is, now domestic. Where did he make the turn to domestic?
I understand, there's going to be a lot of cooking, a lot of cleaning, camping, stuff like that. You know,
camping. Okay, cooking and cleaning. Yeah. So Katie has taken over full control of the Harlow Empire. Okay.
And yes, and the other thing too is that, you know, sources are also saying that. Katie will get a car long before Jared will. So, you know, once again, you know, where do we as manly men draw the line?
Oh, geez. Yeah. Oh, now it's making sense, Bob. That's why the race truck got sold. Mm-hmm.
Now it all starts to make full circle. And, you know, I would bring up the whole ongoing issue with me and Keith, but, you know, then Bill would have to send Keith a message to, you know, call in and all that other stuff. So, you know, Keith, if you're listening, push number one.
Guys, let me tell you something. I mean, probably the people on the line right now and people listening online. If you missed last week's show, please go to our podcast. You can download the last week's episode. Epic classic. I think it was probably our best show yet. It was just freaking hilarious. I had never gotten a chance to speak to Keith before. He is a funny son of a bitch. He is just
he has his moments, but don't let that shy schoolboy exterior fool you. Deep inside, that's a racer, Rob. That's a racer.
Yeah, Yeah, deep inside, you're a racer too. So it's funny, like I said, with the other two guys, Gary and Hal Marvin Jr. It's funny when you guys get together and you start talking. I mean, it's all bullshit, but it sounds serious enough. And for somebody who didn't know, you would think that you guys are ready to, you know, throw down. But
well,
it's all
the key thing. The key thing that came out of that conversation last week with Keith and I on that radio was, I'm bringing a work truck to a drag race, and he's bringing his work truck to a drag race, but he's racing me with his race truck. So
you're not gonna bring the race truck. You're not even gonna pull the trailer. You're just gonna show up there with the work truck. All right.
I'm using the work truck to bring down another vehicle for my cousin. So we have to use it as a tow vehicle. So it's gonna have to pull double duty. And I've got no problem with it. You know.
You figure with all your bullshit and capabilities, Bob, how many lengths will you have by the time that said race happens?
I'm expecting Keith, in all due fairness, should set me out at least 5 for the weight difference between the vehicles. But,
and so,
you know, that's just so it looks good at a photograph at the end of the track.
So it does, folks.
I'm going to plan for worst case scenario, bring down the A game, and, you know, maybe it'll be close. I'm hoping it's close. I don't disappoint everybody, but you know, Keith should be able to beat me by bus lengths. Let's see if he can do it.
Very nice, very nice. Okay, all right, guys. Whoever's going to the event, let me know. If you do not have a good HD camera, which everybody does pretty much on their cell phones now, but I want good quality, and I'm gonna follow this race absolutely. It's going to be a good one.
If Keith beats me, there'll probably be a party somewhere. Not necessarily in my trailer, but there'll be a party somewhere. I'm sure that, you know, somebody will get the key to a city and all kinds of stuff. But, you know, it's all in good fun, you know. I look forward to racing Keith. But, you know, don't ever count us old guys out that have been hot rodding for a long time. I may bring a surprise with them.
Absolutely. I count on it, Bob. I count on it. Very cool, man. Very cool. So you guys got the gathering happening now. When's that happening?
June 3rd at US 60. That one's locked in and set up. There's some small hotel. There's a small hotel there close to the track. There's some campgrounds, and there's some bigger hotels a little bit farther away. I'm pretty sure Mitch and the other guys on that end got it, got information on that stuff. And
obviously,
my good friend Greg Comos is working on the Atlanta deal or Georgia deal, wherever that's going to go down at. And
yes, sir.
I'm sure I'm going to have to show up down there to defend some honor. You know, if Keith says he might show up at that one, so obviously we might have a best of 2 shootout. So, you know, maybe we'll just see what happens there.
Very cool, very cool. Yeah, the Georgia or the Tennessee, right? Yeah, Georgia or Tennessee show. I got a call into Greg. He's supposed to give me a call tomorrow. But that should be cool. And I'm doing it, or we're doing it, whatever. I'm thinking fall time, towards the end of the summer. Give me plenty of chance to stack up some money and all the sponsors lined up. So we will have a huge payout. And knowing me, I'll throw a couple of grand of my money into there just to throw a big party. We're good at throwing parties, aren't we, Bob? People show up from all over the place.
Oh, yeah. I'm sitting there thinking about it. I don't know. Is any of the other members, Rob, of the Manly Man Club expressed concern about Domestic Harlow's behavior as of lately?
No, you know, I think if we have found... Now that you mention it, Bob, he's had a little bit more feelings lately. He's you know, he's not as crass as he used to be. I noticed on his personal wall the beer posts have toned down. The midget clown porn has all but stopped. So yeah, there are subtle changes there.
Yes, yes, and that's frightening. You know, that's frightening for, like I said, you know, I make no joke about it. When I went to Vegas, I saw one guy get in the truck, run it, and another guy get out. It was actually shocking. Now I see him going from hardcore Harlow to domestic Harlow. Shocking. Yes, absolutely shocking. I think there's a lot of issues there. I think he needs an intervention some way, shape, or form.
Well, we can absolutely do that. Fame can be scary sometimes, you know. So I think you're right, Bob. Where you have to do something. Well, you know, but
I saw something where Jim Moore referred to him as something in a post, a angry Yorkie or something, and you know, usually that kind of a comment would get some spark of something, and no, he just kind of laid there and took it like a whipped puppy.
You're absolutely right. I haven't seen any Harlow responses, the classic, you know, witty responses.
Yeah, he'll blindside me tonight while I'm sleeping, I'm sure. You know, put a post on there while I'm sleeping, and I'll wake up to like 900 comments, be like, oh boy, here we go.
Gonna happen. Oh man, all fun and games. You know what, guys, freaking Jared's a badass. I was talking to him before the show, and he says I'm nobody. Listen, man, you're Hollywood Harlow, man. You help people out, and it's what we do, and people appreciate it, so go with it, man.
Like I said Rob, I'm not questioning the automotive knowledge, the experience, you know, the hustling for parts that he does for everybody. It's just that, you know, you can see the change. You know, I just have to prepare myself for it. So I can't call there and, you know, be the same guy I was last week when I called there, you know, hey, MF, or what's going on? Because I'm afraid I might hurt his feelings. You know, it's sensitive.
Well, you know, Bob, there's a story been going around in the news how these women's hormones are leaking into the water supply. We might want to check the local newspaper or, you know, get somebody up there to test the water. It could be something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I told him I was thinking about coming up there, and I heard they moved the town, so I don't know what's going on. So I guess I'll have to go up there and count.
Well, grab me on your way up. We'll bring the food truck so we don't go hungry.
Actually, I think I got a short trip. I got a trip planned out here. I was talking to Greg towards the end of last week a little bit, and I think I'm going to go out to his place for a week or two here when the weather kind of clears up a little bit, and he and I are going to build some torque converters and go race around in the North Carolina windy roads on our motorcycles.
Rock and roll, man. Rock and roll. You know, Greg's got that. Does he have a Harley and a sport bike? I forget.
Yes, he just did have both last time I was out there. But I think that was kind of like his new one and his old one. But I think he spends most of his time on that new Harley he's got.
Yeah. Those sport bikes scare the shit out of me. I rode one once. It was a Ninja 1100. It was around the same year as my Harley 87. That thing was fast, man. When you can pull the wheel up in fifth gear, running a buck 30, that's scary. So...
Well, one of my friends actually got a ticket on a sports bike for doing 118 miles an hour on one wheel.
Is that an added charge on one wheel?
I don't know what happened. He never said. I just know that there was some online driving courses to be taken. So it was pretty interesting.
Those are fun. I always went for the comedy ones. You know, the state offers this one, or you could pay $35 and go listen to this comedian. I'm like, okay, that's a hard choice. New Jersey, they offered that. That was pretty cool. Now, I had this bike up to 187 or 185. I still had another gear to pop. And I was like, I got up to that speed. I shut it down. I was brought it back to the house. I said, don't ever let me ride this thing again. These are the guy that sold them the bike said it topped out at 202. So that's scary.
Yeah, right now,
I'd rather have a cage around me and if I'm going to go that speed.
Yeah, it's a little fast, especially when you look up and you can take flight off the back of them. You know, that's never good.
Yeah, it's you know what? It's funny when you get to that speed, and I know a lot of you guys go fast in the 8 mile, quarter mile, something real fast. But you get this walleye where you don't see anything but this little like hole in front of you, and you just pay attention to that. Everything else is just a blur. It's freaking cool as hell. I can't imagine what they do with the salt flats when they run like 300. What's the land speed record now, Bob? You know.
So I have no idea.
Those guys are nuts. Anyway, we're getting off
topic. I just know that when I did the NASCAR experience thing and they were flying around the racetrack, you know, just for a few laps, and, you know, I was just a rider. It was really pretty cool. But then when we slowed down, I like looked out the window. It was like everybody was moving in slow motion. And I was like, wow.
Nice. So I'm just checking to see. What's going on? Guys on the line, if you want to jump in on the conversation. Ooh, we do. Who's this going to be? All right, Bob, let me put you on hold. They'll probably require your coming back on. We still got
30 If they start beating on me, give me the heads up, you know, because the same device that I'm talking on is the same one I have to defend myself on Facebook with. So, you know, I don't multitask real well. So, you know, just, you know, if they start wailing on me, somebody just give me a courtesy heads up, you know.
Not a problem. We got you. All right, Mr. Bob Glass over there in Glass Performance. Area code 573, you're live in the air. Who's this?
Hey, man, you got me, Rob?
Yes, sir, I do.
Hey, this is George Tripp. How are you doing this evening?
George Tripp, how you doing, brother?
Oh, doing good. Just watching the Super Bowl, watching some Patriots fans getting their ass kicked.
Are they up? What's the score now?
Tom Commercial right now. I think it's 23-9 last season, something like that.
Nice. Now, Falcons, they're Dirty Birds, right?
Do what?
The Dirty Birds. The Falcons
down
there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bud.
Yeah. Hey, I just wanted to call in and give my two cents real quick. Hollywood Harlow, Housewife Harlow, whatever we're going by nowadays.
Oh, Housewife Harlow. I haven't. Wow, okay. All right.
Well, I don't know the dude. I don't need my ass kicked, so I'm just saying that somebody might say that, but I'm not. But anyways. Man, I feel his pain. I still have my Jimmy, so I still at least have both my testicles. But I had to give up on my supercharger nitrous to take the family on a cruise, so I know his pain.
I feel his pain too. You know, I still have to lay down the law. You know, we'll get the Mrs. Vieta series on here. I told her to co-host tonight. It would have been perfect time, but we'll get her on here. You know, but it's tough. You know,
it's all about priorities.
I always joke. I said, years ago when, or even now, people love Vieta series. It's all great. I said, the members of VHS series love me. The wives of VHS series freaking hate me. We had a member that did a video contest last year. I think it was last. No, it was 2 years ago that I held the contest. Yeah, that one video was freaking hilarious. We get
Neil Stone Harris.
It was the other. Of course, anytime. Okay. You know, when I'm not thinking of his name. It comes, and when I try to think of it, it goes away. It's like Colorado air, a little thin up here. So,
we'll go with that.
And smoky for some reason. He did another one. So we're gonna have to do another contest soon. Now that we got all the sponsors, you know, even more sponsors. We'll get Painless in on it, and we'll get the production values up. And you guys really shocked me. The first year we did it, it was burnout videos. I was like, okay. And then some guys got creative, which I thought was really cool. So
yeah, I really liked that Neil Harness. The videos he put out was real, real creative, and I really enjoyed them.
You know, I liked that one because of the fact that little Laney, you know, he got on the radio show. Yeah, and he was saying how she was very, very introverted. And she's real shy, but once that project came up, she just busted out of her shell, and she was like, you know, Hollywood. So it's always cool when something like that happens. So anyway, George, very cool, man. What you got going on in your garage? What you building?
I'm not a damn thing. I've not even started it up in the last month.
I feel you.
Got my drag radials ordered. Got my rear end bought. Got my torque converter bought. Just, I don't have a garage, and I'm not working out in this damn cold. So it's sitting waiting for nicer weather.
I feel you. This is.
I've
like
got two other projects I'm working on at the same time anyway, so I've got time for them now.
Yeah, what are those projects? Come on, let's talk.
My wife's got a addition we're wanting to put a supercharger on, and I've got a Jeep Wrangler that we're building into a rock crawler. Many projects, not enough time or money.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a family expedition. Yeah, freaking nightmare. I got a door window regulator that has to be fixed. I have a miss in the engine. I have the rear differential. I think the clutch pack is going bad on it. It's terrible. And it's got 60,000
miles. I love ours. I couldn't imagine doing without it.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, we're talking Ford. Oh, crap. I didn't even realize.
Well, I know. We're going to get shunned on this real shortly. 14,000 members, 12,000 will magically decide to get on at the same time and bash us over this.
Yeah. You know what? They make a decent product. I always hated the Ford Chevy thing. I understand it was bred into us since toddler age, but it's Ford Chevy. They put out good.
I've got a Ford Chevy and a Mopar sitting in the driveway, and I can't bash any of them.
Ooh, what they say? I'd rather have no car than a Mopar. They used to say when I was.
Well, it's a Jeep. I don't. It's a Jeep, so it's different.
There you go. Very nice.
This gathering going on, I believe, in over around Bowling Green. Are we looking to see you there at that?
No, sir.
Not going to make the gathering.
No, from about 2 weeks from now until the show down in Georgia, I'm going to be a working fool. Last year we started late with the food truck, took out a loan, $40,000, to build it. And, I'm a little bit behind the eight ball on that one. So, it was kind of a tragic year, with the food truck. It was fun, but we learned a lot of lessons. And this year we're doing a lot of, festivals. And unfortunately, I won't be even going to, the Carlisle All Truck Nationals. Because there's a big thing. It's like a hippie music event called Arise in Colorado. And it's a 3-day event. Apparently you work about 18 hours a day. And by the end of it, you collapse into a ball with about $15,000 or $20,000 in your pocket. So I got to do it.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that Carlisle looks like it'd be a lot of fun. It's just a little too far of a drive for me and four kids and the wife.
Yeah, you know what? We had our member up there in Wisconsin. He drove out with his kid and his wife. That was their family vacation. I thought that was pretty cool. Wisconsin to freaking Pennsylvania. But it was definitely a good time. Trying to think of his name. I forget about names tonight. You're just all somebody. The Carlisle All Truck Nationals, guys, just to give you a heads up, what you're going to do is you guys are going to be registering under S10 Nation, I believe it is. It's not even really a group. It's not like you can go join that group. What it is we have, I believe, 4 or 5 different S10 groups. We're all coming together. We're going to take over that part of the fairgrounds there. And it's just going to be a S-Series, mega freaking sea of trucks. So that's what we're going for this year. But don't be worried, S-Series, VS Series, we're still there, and we're not going anywhere. So hopefully in another year, I will make it to Carlisle again. And hopefully we have many more shows throughout the year. That's what I'm shooting for.
Yes,
that's why
the more the better.
Yeah,
Definitely going to the gathering. We're definitely going to a S10 Super or S-Series Super Show if we get it going. We're not going to make Carlisle, but anything within a 6 or 7 hour trip, I'll definitely be going to. I'm looking forward to all of them.
Well, it's always a great time. It's like a big family reunion. And, anything Bob Glass is at. Let's get Bob back out.
But this cruise, I'm not going to be as fast as I want it to be. I mean, we really wanted to be a lot faster than the last one because it felt pretty bad being one of the slower guys there.
Yeah, but even the slowest guy had the best time. I mean, look at
let's see,
who was our slowest guy, Bob? That had to be Spencer.
I don't know.
Where's Bobby? Bob, Mr. Bob, who asked?
Oh, I'm still here. I don't remember.
I don't think we didn't do anything for the slowest time.
I think the slowest time would have been Tim Nova when he broke his truck.
Well, yeah, he did get off the line, and actually, that clock's still ticking, Bob.
Yes, it's so. Yes, unfortunately, he's the slowest guy's time has not been turned in yet. It's still going. So, I'd say that would be him. I think he's the only one who didn't make it down the track.
I tell you, I know I was one of the slower, but it was huge because fast stance. Stanley Sutton hollered at me, gave me a shout out, told me that my little POS was one of his favorite ones there, and man, I just made everything.
Dude, hell yeah, Stanley Sutton! What a stand up guy.
He's a cool dude. He is a real nice guy. Helped me out, hooked me up some parts because my shit was broke, and straight up cool guy.
Yeah man, no bullshit. Kind of like a lot of the members. Most of the members, no bullshit. He comes across you like, what's wrong with him? He don't like me, does he? And you're like, yeah, he does. It's just Stanley. It's like Eddie Grimes and all the other guys. They're very reserved. Let me see what Jimmy is saying. Slowest was Ryan Glass. He broke in the pits. Didn't even make the line. But technically, he didn't cross the beam either. So
technically, he never broke the beam. So that's still Tim's line. Who gave you that information, Rob? That sounds like fake news.
That's coming hot off the press from Moore Enterprises over there in Missouri, your home state.
Jim Moore?
Yes, sir.
Jim Moore, yeah. Oh, Jimbo. I remember
Bob,
I had a security guy following him around all day.
Your slowest time?
I my name into the hat right off the bat. My slow time was a 10:01. My fastest was a 8:86.
Okay.
So,
there was
I don't think that was the slowest.
No, definitely not. You said, oh my goodness. Mitch also never really made a full pass, apparently. And that's coming from Ben Irvin there. So, I mean, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you break. It doesn't matter if you're slow. It's just, it's a cool time.
I had a blast. I had one of the best weekends ever. Looking forward to another one. But, gentlemen, I'm going to jump off here, watch the game, drink a beer.
Very good.
Cuddle. With the wife, that she's making me. Y'all have a good evening.
All right, very good. Thanks for calling in, man. Cool. Guys on the line, if you want to jump in on this, 704-919-816-573. Which one's Jared Harlow hiding on?
I think he's a 952 number.
No,
that's if
he
let him use the phone.
Oh, yes. He might only have internet access. He might be,
That Sexton show was a lot of fun, and it was good to meet everybody down there. Like I said, we had a couple little snafus there. I bailed you out, but, Jim Moore bailed me out, so it was unfortunate that I had to have that, one of my security guys following him around all day to make sure he didn't get in trouble, but it worked out pretty well.
Yeah. Little Jimmy Moore. He's a freaking hoot, man.
He's a special person.
He's a special person. You guys definitely bailed my ass out, bailed the VNS series name out, and just, basically smoothed everything over. Nobody left mad. Maybe one guy. We took care of him, though.
The key thing with that guy, as long as he left.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm not going to let one person ruin 300 people's good time, so it was time for him to leave.
Yeah, that's what we're about. I mean, we run our shows the same way as we run the group. I mean, minus the cursing. I don't care if you curse the shows. But, it's just we've invited you to a big event. Don't be an ass, and you won't be asked to leave. That's it. So what else is going on, Mr. Glass?
Well, Brad Dawes, he borrowed that motor last year for the Sykeston show. We got it back a couple of weeks ago. We're going to freshen it up. I'm not sure what Brad's got going on. I was trying to get him to go with us out there in June, but I don't know if he's financially prepared to travel that far, even if his truck's ready. But I'm still going to try to get him to come out there, even if I got to give him a put his truck on our trailer, haul it out there for him.
Yeah, that's where's he at?
He's right here close to me.
No, okay.
He's just up the road a ways.
All right. Because I tell you what, I'm never driving that distance again. Georgia, gotta fly. If I come to Missouri again, we do another show there, I'm gonna fly. It's all because of Kansas. I can't stand Kansas. Sorry. I know we got members there. It's the most boring state I've ever driven through. Jim Moore warned me. He said, by the end of Kansas, you'll want to hang yourself. It didn't take me till the end. And the last time I got a ticket going out to Sykeston. So they don't like me anyway. They've actually suspended my license. I got to pay money. Bastards. I probably shouldn't have told the cop. He said, well, why are you in a hurry? Why are you going so fast? Well, I'm hosting a national race event in Sykeston, Missouri. He's like, oh, okay, cool. Said, hold on, I'll be right back. Oops.
I'm
in line. Jump in.
People are sending me bulk messages.
And they're blowing you up.
I'm sitting here on the podcast with you. So it's like they didn't want to say nothing to me until I dialed the phone. It's, you know, now here they are.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
okay.
Of course. Yeah, they do that. When you do that, you send me booby pictures. Oh, I see. Are we in a group? No, they didn't. All right, never mind. That's a post. Yeah, you send me movie pictures, a girl that you wish you had. So, oh, somebody press the number one button. Jump on in, 573. Welcome to the madness. If you want to jump on the air, there we go, 704. All right, Bob, let me put you on hold. All right, Erie Coon, 704. You're live on the air. Who's this?
What's up, Rob?
What's going on, Butchie?
Not much, man. Just listening to the fine conversation.
Very
and
nice.
All the name calling.
No Hollywood yet. No Hollywood yet. So, yeah.
He's in stealth mode.
He's in stealth mode.
I'm going to tell y'all something, fellas, something. I've seen a picture of a nice little old G-body he's got sitting there a while ago, and I bet you a dollar before it's over with, that thing's going to be one of the wickedest damn things around.
G-body, really? Okay.
Malibu.
Very nice, very nice.
And watch it be a sleeper at that. Hell, he ought to leave it just like he left it in the picture, or just like it sit in the picture. He ought to leave it just like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've always wanted to do a sleeper. That was the work truck thing, had it stayed the work truck and we didn't paint it and stuff. That was going to be my thing, you know, just ugly as hell, toolbox on the back and just put a hurting on you. I always loved the sleepers. I love hurting feelings. So that tow truck of yours doing, brother? How's Betty doing?
Oh, they're doing just fine. I've been working on Betty some this week, trying to get her back ready. Got what was left of the interior stripped out of it, and time to start making up my mind what I want to put back in there to go back with it, and doing some adjusting on the shifter cable and that bracket down there that goes to it, and still got to work on my steering column yet to get it done yet, son. Doing a few things. Weather's been pretty nice around here. We've been having 60 and close to 70 degree weather in February now, so I've been enjoying that and making good use of it.
Oh yeah, very nice.
Doing my part to make America great again. Scrapping one Honda at a time.
nice. You know, we lost a lot of classics though with that. What the hell was that? That stupid program they ran years ago where they got you to trade in your car, some kind of jalopy thing.
Oh, cash for clunkers thing.
Cash for clunkers.
Something like that.
I forget what it was. There was some kind of dealer incentive for you to get your car off the road, and you lost a lot of cool cars. You know, with the new stuff they're building, it goes back to like my tools, man. I'm so in love with these 1920s, 30s, 40s tools, because it was the time in this country that it was just innovation. That's when they were inventing stuff. You know, it didn't exist, so they felt the need to, okay, let's, you know, design it, make it. Okay, that wasn't great. We'll change it. We'll do something else. So it was definitely a cool time. That's why, you know, well, that's why we like the older trucks.
Hey,
some guys go with
that. Did you figure out what that little press was? Or that thing that...
Somebody said a machinist, some kind of vice, and I'll agree with that, because on the back it looked like there was some, I guess, tool dye, you know, that purple stuff that you mark stuff with, you know, when you cut
India
it.
India ink.
Yeah, something like that. So I'll go with that. I don't know that I'll ever use it, but it will sit in my toolbox, and if I ever feel the need, you know, that's the way I am. I'm like, I don't want to get rid of it. It's kind of cool. I may need it someday.
Right.
I have something called a carburetor adjustment tool. It's from the, I guess from the 40s. And what it is it's about, oh Christ, maybe 2 feet long. And it's quarter inch drive. And it's got a nice knurled nut on the backside that you turn. And then it's got a flex head. So you can get like a 90-degree turn and adjust, you know, I guess your carburetor. And I thought, why the hell would you need that? And I thought back to the size of the cars back in the 1940s. You needed something just to get to the damn carburetor because the fenders were so far away, you know? And that's when you look at some of this stuff. You're like, why would you ever need that? You have to think, okay, you know, nothing else existed at the
time.
They
had a need for it sometime or another, or they wouldn't have made it.
Exactly. I think that one's made by Blue Point. You know, I've found another couple of 1920. What's the earliest Snap-on I have now? 1920, I think. A couple Snap-on sockets. So those are pretty cool. And again,
that was probably Nick Wabakowski or something you were trying to think of a while ago that came from Wisconsin with all his kids. And his wife.
Yes. Thank you so much. Yeah, James was happy he had somebody to play with. I think they went back to the room and played PlayStation or something like that. So that was just a really cool time. Thought that was a Dwell adjuster for GM distributor, not a carb wrench. No, I think I have that too, Jim. No, I actually looked up the model number, and Blue Point sold it as a carburetor adjustment tool.
Some of them ones back in the 80s too, them quarter jets, them electronic control ones, the damn adjustment screws on them things seemed like they was halfway under the carburetor. Under there.
They were. They had little recesses in them. And they were. Mm-hmm. Yep. I had the Carter Thermoquad. What a great carburetor. It was like 900 CFM. There was two drinking straws. You know, when the butterflies would open for the secondaries, basically there was two things the size of drinking straws that would just dump gasoline into your engine. It was the most inefficient monster of a carburetor, and they were a bitch to tune. But the good thing is most of these tools came from my stepfather, who was a Chrysler mechanic. So he could put that thing, take it apart and put it back together in you know, probably an hour. And there's so many parts to that thing. But if you guys ever get a chance to play with one, a Carter Thermoquad, it's a fun carburetor. It's a monster. So what else is going on, Budgie? You guys got 16 minutes left. So if you want to jump on the line here, say hello. Happy Super Bowl.
Yeah, y'all, let somebody else jump on the line, talk. Get everybody in there on it.
Seriously, man.
And Bob Glass, I was still waiting on you to hear from them tires.
No tires. Oh, you want me to get Bob on? You guys can talk tires.
I sent him an email, I don't know, shit, a month ago.
well, you know, Bob's got my seatbelts. He saw them on a shelf. It's only been since before.
I thought I'd give him a chance to take a stab at them. I got to get some somewhere before I head toward Carlisle.
So what do you say, Bobby? Can we get this man some tires on his rollback?
I did respond to his message. I told him, I said, I finally found it. I didn't know that Facebook had another box called Other, and it was in there. I was looking at one day and said, you have a message.
Oh, okay. I got you, Bob. I didn't know. I figured you just busy, or either you said, screw him. I wasn't messing with him.
Don't you love that?
It came back in another's box because we weren't linked or something like that. And I didn't even know it was on there. So now I look at it all the time just in case I miss one. But now we'll get to you on them, Butch, because I got the number and everything. I fired it off to Justin. So,
all right.
Yeah, but I didn't know that on my – I never saw it on my phone. It come through it on there, but I was on a PC, and I just looked up there, and it, you know, showed a message, and I couldn't see it.
Yeah, I know what box you're talking about. It's got Other up there. Or, well, I don't know. They've even changed that stuff now. Now when you send somebody a message that you're not linked to or something, it sends a message request or something. I don't know. Facebook keeps changing stuff. I can't keep up with it.
Well, it made perfect sense to me, Butch, because you're one of those other people, so that's where it ended up. So it's just
Proud of it too, buddy.
So there's them people, there's those people, and then there's the other people. You're obviously
Strive to be one of them.
Well, you're doing really good.
Fun though. You get some cool messages on there. I'm trying to get to mine now. See, they make it so hard to get to. The active message requests, it's called.
Even if somebody sends it to you, like I've had a couple people send me a message about a rollback, needing a rollback, and now it alerts you when it says you have you accept this message request or something now, something like that.
You know, some of them are really good, though. Let's see. I have one here that was sent to me from Stephanie Nanaberry. It says she worked at Digital Bible, and she lives in Accra, Ghana. And she sent me a message. says, hi, handsome. So
just forward that one to me, Rob. I'll handle it.
I will. Yes, that's
Bob
Stephanie,
will handle it.
That's Stephanie Nana Berry.
Whether it's 130 or 310, I'll take it.
Damn, that kind of sounds like an 8 to 80 cripple crazy or blind stuff to me.
Nana Berry, let me warn you, Bob.
I go by to judge it really depends on how many people are standing around or who's watching.
here we go. Yvette Sager. She lives in San Jose, California. She's invited me. She's going to give me my first month free of. I have absolutely no idea.
Sounds like a deal.
Send that one to Teddy.
It's called Verdina. I don't know what it is, but apparently Yvette uses it and she's very happy with it. I get some really interesting messages on Facebook in the messenger requests box. So you guys might want to check yours out.
Hey, Butch.
Yeah.
What's your standpoint on Hollywood Harlow going domestic? Should we put a temporary restraining order on him having his man card and being able to use it,
I would feel a whole lot better if he would call in and voice his own opinion on the matter, and then we could judge farther from there.
Yeah. I mean,
give the man a fighting chance.
It's very true. You can't necessarily pull the man's card without him being able to defend himself.
Yeah, that's a pretty serious. That's a pretty serious charge right there, revoking the man card.
Well, look at the evidence that's gone down before us.
So, what do you think did it, Bob? That wheelie or something? Is that what you say? You seen another man get out of the truck?
Well, one guy got in the truck, Jared Harlow. He goes down there, does a power wheelie, and gets out, and he's a whole different person. And then I guess the fame and fortune caught up to him, and then I don't know.
It sidetracked him.
Maybe it was like jumping into a cold pool or something, and everything just went in instead of out, and this is what we're dealing with. I don't know. But obviously there's an issue.
Bob, you need to talk to your security man. He's calling me a silly damn old, I ain't gonna say the F-bomb on here, but he called me names on here. You better straighten him out.
he was not security that day. I was worried about them potentially getting out of control, so I had my security man follow him around. But I was a little – I had bad information on Jim's physical size because the guy I had following him around was about 5'4". Turns out Jim's about 6'4", so it wasn't really – it was like a shadow following him around all day.
Well, they make equalizers for that, you know.
That is true, but no, you know, Jim did help us out down in Sykeson, so I can't say nothing about him. It was actually,
I know, I'm just busting his chops too. He's a hothead, dude. I pick with him a lot.
I'm trying to throw down some cover fire, Butch, because you know he's got all day to, you know, he rides around in the tow truck trapped in there with himself all day. So you can just imagine what kind of torture he goes through on his own. So I throw down some cover fire, try to pull him off you.
He does haul a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah, all over the damn country.
There ain't no telling what. He liable to put a picture on there on him showing or hauling on the back of it.
He hooked me up with my Extreme Blazer rolling chassis, and even met me out there on a day he was off to help me get it loaded on my trailer and back out to here, you know, so he's a super nice guy, you know.
Right. I'm trying to type a message to him now.
Bob, I have forwarded you Nana Berry's information, so
yeah. That, I see that, Rob. Daddy likes that. Keep up the good work.
Alrighty. And of course, as soon as I sent you something, I'm on the PC now, and I'm used to my phone. So on the right-hand side, as soon as I clicked enter, it has popped up the shared photos that you've shared with me lately. And I can't stop staring at one right now. So
Rob, everything I send you is up the utmost taste.
They're very tasteful. I'm sure they taste great. So anyway, guys in line, you want to jump in 7 minutes to go, and we'll still do the party line.
Good deal.
That's the.
You say you had a 573 number hanging on your line, Rob?
I do have a 573 number.
Drag him in here kicking and screaming. Let's see who it is.
Don't go anywhere. You've already been called out. This is like the start of the party line. 573, you're live on the air. Who's this?
It's George. Never mind. Put him back
George
on hold.
Okay. Oh, he was watching this. All right. Thought he hung up. Yeah, 816. I'm guessing that's who's that? Jimmy? No, that's not Jimmy. It might be.
Talking about Jim Moore?
Yeah.
Maybe. He's sending me nasty messages now. He might be on there.
What the hell is that? Oh, Jim just sent me.
Jim is
sorry,
not the kind of guy that would send a nasty message. He's just not that kind of person.
Yeah. You ain't sitting there reading my email then.
Yeah, well, he just sent me one. Let's see what that says. I can't navigate a freaking computer anymore, I swear. It's stuck in my phone.
Hard to do one-handed.
Yeah, get that multitasking thing done.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, 816. Duh. Of course, that's Jim Moore.
You don't have that 601 number lurking on there again, do you?
I don't. 919.
That's Gary.
That's Gary.
60.
Yeah.
Oh, Gary. By God, 305 plus sparks. tell him if he wants me to see that sticker on the back glass of his truck, he better put it on the windshield.
Oh, shit. Shots fired.
I don't know, man. I don't know. We've seen Barney.
Gary's probably mad at me. I asked him when y'all was talking about that sticker on the back glass, he said something about something come up about it. I asked him, was he tired of eating corn, or was he through with eating corn? I think he got mad at me.
Shit, Gary, don't get mad.
It's all domestic. He's got the feedback on.
Gary is not one to.
It was an inside joke. He knows what I'm talking about.
Nice. Well, hang on, guys. Let me just do a final here, and I'll end the show and get you guys back on. We'll do the party line. So, Super Bowl Sunday 2017. Thanks, guys, for calling in. Thanks for listening. Thanks for not pressing the number one button. But I think a lot of you are probably on computer easier than holding the phone in your hand. So, next week, Mr. Murphy Wallace, we're going to try and get him on here. I saw Brandon Terry. He actually liked that post about Hollywood Harlow. So he's our other Speed Shop sponsor. So we're going to get Brandon on here to tell you what's going on down at Performance Dynamics Speed Shop. Of course, I'm still working on new sponsors. So 2017 is going to be a badass year, man. So look forward to it. I appreciate the help from you guys. And take care. Stay safe. Don't drink too much. And smoke a Super Bowl, especially you, Jimmy Moore. All right, take care. Oh, I don't have it. Nope. You don't get Diffy. Sorry. Bye-bye.